Super Bowl review and recap. Commercials. The game sucked. Taylor Swift got booed. Trump got cheered. That was all fun to watch. There's an ejaculation law coming in Ohio. At least the Democrats are trying to push it. Apparently, if you get an erection, it's contraception. Some sports things. We got a new head coach for the that NFL football thing, soccer team, whatever you call that sport. And there's a big race next Sunday as well. All this and some more just random conversations and talk and shit this week on the Flashburn Podcast. Welcome back, everybody, to the Flashburn Podcast. This week is episode number 119. I am Zach Harper, your host. You already know the co-host. His name is Landon Chambers. We are here with you again.
What's up?
How's it going today?
Not too bad.
How was your day off Monday?
Not too bad.
Not too bad. What did you do Monday since you had a day off work after the Super Bowl? Which is, by the way, very smart thing to do. Wish I would have done it, but I didn't drink too much, so
you know,
just, I was cool. Didn't have to worry about it.
Sometimes not feeling it. And catch up on some shit. Just, you know, do some dumb shit.
Catch up on some shit. I love those days. I take off a day. I'm like, I got this list of shit I got to get done, right? Seven different things. Got to get them done. Been looking at them forever on my phone. Shit's got to get done.
Get like one done, maybe?
Maybe two. Rest of the day, it's laying in bed or having sex or drinking or, yeah, something that's like, it's a fucking lazy day. Let's just do what we want. Let's watch movies and just like, you know, sleep together and just do all these great things. Let's just do this today. I mean, because I don't get no fucking days off, especially when the kids at school. You got all day. You can go do whatever you want. Kids at school, you're home by yourselves. She's off every Monday. So I'm like, hey, this is great. And I thought, wait a minute, I need to get some shit done. No, the fuck I don't. This is great. This is amazing. Yeah. Uh-huh, right.
And not much.
That's kind of usually my days off that I take to be productive. They usually end up not
I don't think
productive.
I fell asleep till like 1, 1.30 or whatever. Fucking 5 o'clock comes quick.
You said 1 to 1.30?
Yes.
Yeah, you get about at 1, 5, yeah. Fucking it's real quick. Yeah. Yes, I know.
Yeah. Just can't fall asleep after such a great game.
Been there, done that several times. Yeah, it really was a great game. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was a bummer. Just a fucking ass beating.
Erica fell asleep before the game and woke up third quarter and was like, the TV, she's like, oh, hell yeah. I said, yeah, me too. I feel the same way. She missed the whole halftime show and everything. Did. Or it's come to find out she was sick. We didn't know. She just thought she was tired, but she's been sick all week, so. Apparently it's going around. My mom said at Brookhaven, all the old women all have diarrhea and are all throwing up right now. So that's cool.
Yeah. I know a bunch of people had the flu and shit.
I guess at work, the flu and COVID is supposedly going around. I haven't had, I don't think any of that shit so far. So
I actually thought about this a couple weeks ago because I always say it when I do get sick is like, appreciate the times you aren't. And I'm like, I literally thought about a couple weeks ago, maybe. And I was like, man, I haven't been like, even sniffly for more than like maybe sick, a half a day like or something. Real you know
sick,
what I mean?
Sick. I haven't been sick in a long time.
Where
either.
It's like it was thank probably God. Allergies that made me sniffly or whatever. But like been, a cold or anything, shit, it's been,
mm-hmm. been a long time since I've been sick too.
It might have been 2 years now.
But man, Gabby brings the shit home. Erica yeah. always gets it because Gabby's always in her face, always on her mom, which is a good thing. But she's always getting it. Most of the time, I don't get shit, but sometimes I do. And when I get sick, I get real sick because I'm a man. You know, when men get sick, they're really sick.
That is the trope.
You know, they get real sick. You know, we're on the couch. Life is miserable. We're just so sick. Women don't get as sick. You know, when men get sick, they get super sick.
Our sick is way harder.
Oh, way fucking harder.
Way fucking harder.
We're the biggest fucking pansies when we get sick compared to women. And I'll admit it. I'll absolutely admit it. That's exactly how it goes.
I don't know. I'm definitely more apt to take a sick day when I'm not that sick.
Yeah, I've got some vacation days, and I thought about taking off Monday, actually. And then I started thinking, I'm like, oh, my birthday's coming up. The weather's shitty. I've got 5 days left until July. Maybe I should just hold on to them. You know, March is right around the corner. Springtime. have a top off in the Jeep, mowing grass, doing fun stuff.
So that was my problem. I thought about it, saw how much time I still had left, and realized that I got like just take a day another off. 6 more months, and I'll get my. So I'm like halfway through the year. I'm like, I'm actually done pretty well.
It. Yeah, I got my shit together. Kept looking over his toolbox. I was like, a lot of welding to do today.
Yeah.
By myself. And I'm fine with that. We're just sitting, I just sit in the chair all day and listen to my headphones. And I say, hey, Nate.
Yeah, it was nothing but burn wire, though.
Landon coming in today? Nope. I was like, hell yeah. All right, thanks. I'm fine with that. I just sit there and fucking weld all day long. And it made the day go really fast. Monday went fast. Today went pretty fast. Welding us today. Now, we'll be doing hot arms tomorrow.
That's
not fast.
I like that shit.
I mean, it's cool, but it just takes forever. You got to cut it. You got to set it. You got to level it. You got to grind the shit off of it. You got to tack it on. And well, it's just a lot of work.
It's just
a lot of work.
I don't know. It's mentally more difficult. It's not much difficult, more difficult, but
it challenges you a little bit compared to welding.
Well, that's
it
why
challenge
I like,
you at all.
Yeah, that's why I like putting the scoops on them because you have to like actually.
I hate it.
I mean, it's super easy once you know what to do.
But I hate it. I hate doing this shit.
I like it.
I'll do it. I hate doing it. Anyway,
I'll take charge of that spot.
You're more than welcome tomorrow.
If we get to.
I'll let you crawl up there. I'll let you mark the lines. I'll cut it with the torch.
I was talking about the hods, not the arms.
And I'll get the arms back to you. And on the hods, you can do all the fucking measurements. I'll hold the tape measure. I'll hold the fucking level. I'll do all of it. You can figure out how to do it all. You can line up the shit.
It's fun.
Because I don't like doing fabrication shit like that. I hate it. I have no fucking patience. Everyone already knows it. It's not a secret. I'll do it. I just don't like... Maybe I picked the wrong field. You know? Maybe I should do something else.
Well, I mean... More production welding.
I should have gotten to podcasting or something, you know? Sounds like a good gig.
That's why I like the fucking... the toolboxes we used to build. More fun. Mm-mm. More interesting.
I never built a toolbox.
No.
Nope. I gave it to Tommy and Brian, told them to figure it out. That's all I need.
Yeah, they were fun. They were a pain in the ass sometimes, but they were fun.
I mean, shit fits up all right. Everything's cool, but yeah.
Well, honestly, I mean, first of all, when shit doesn't fit up right, you get the bitch, which is kind of fun. Don't get me wrong.
Hey, this ain't right.
Yeah. You guys fucking suck.
It's
not my
fault. It's somebody else's fault.
You guys
fault.
Fucking suck. Not my fault. I put fucking 7 clamps on this thing to get it square.
Yeah, this is shitty. Somebody get a good brake press operator. And I'm not talking about the guys at Dubs either. We're talking about another place that we worked at.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so Sunday was one of the biggest events of the year. It's a massive cultural party with all these celebrities and athletes and football players and musicians and porn stars. I don't know. I didn't see any porn stars there. And wrestling. Was there some wrestlers? There's probably some wrestlers there.
I'm sure there was.
Oh, Vince McMahon and Shane McMahon was there. See the picture?
No.
You didn't see the picture of him? Uh-huh. Vince looked good. He's skinny. He looked good.
He hasn't looked good.
Still a rapist, but he looked good. Shane McMahon looked all right, too. They were just chilling. Now, I'd say probably 15, 20 rows up on the 50. And they weren't sitting together. But they were both there. Kind of awkward. Sure.
Near each other, but not next to each other?
I don't think they were near each other. I had to look to see if I could find their actual seats, but they were there. Hmm. So it's a little bit of everything. So this is a big thing called the Super Bowl. Most people know what it is. Not listen to the show, only because 150 million on average watch this thing every year.
Huge event, massive event, the greatest event.
Here we go. Super Bowl 2025 hits 127.7 million viewers, the most watched Super Bowl ever, according to Variety. And let me tell you something. Had nothing to do with the halftime. We'll get to that. But it was a cultural...
I'm sure you loved it.
Yeah, because I'm a racist. Go ahead and just say that, too. Because that's all I read online. Oh, you didn't like it? You're a racist. That's all I read, nonstop. Matter of fact, one of my buddies put a post up today. Shout out to him. Not going to say his name because I don't want him to get him canceled. Put a post up on Facebook. It's like, hey, I didn't like the halftime show. I made that comment online a couple times, and instantly people are like, oh, you're racist. I thought the Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem show last year was cool.
Well...
It had black people in it.
What was your critique of
it? I thought the Weeknd show was pretty cool. It got black people in it. The Kendrick Lamar show sucked. What do you want to talk about first? The commercials, halftime, or the game?
Whatever.
Let's cover the game first, because then we can go right into the other thing. So the game seemingly was a wash. It looked like the NFL was rigged to the other fucking side of the fence.
No, it did not. There wasn't bad calls.
It was all... Well,
the first two calls were ticky-tacky.
I didn't mean the calls.
Soft calls.
I didn't mean the calls. I mean it looked rigged as in like they weren't trying. They just got their ass because they got their ass... Oh, my God.
I told you. I didn't know if...
Brutal.
That defensive line is fucking crazy. I didn't know if they could block them. They seemed to be blocking everyone else, so...
McAfee said it best their whole show. Can the Chiefs blow out the Eagles? Nah. Yeah. Can the Eagles blow out the Chiefs? Yeah. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, as I said, just
the defensive line.
Is Jalen Hurts going to play well? Because if he plays well, they should definitely win. They have better team.
Saquon only got like 60 some yards. They stopped him. Okay, hats off to the Chiefs on that. But they could not stop the passing, and it just kept going.
Well,
I mean, they were all over the place. He was throwing
17 to 22, I think. He didn't have a ton of yards.
Not a lot, but he had good numbers.
But he ran the ball well.
The score just kept going up and up.
I mean, if you could give out the MVP to an entire team, like as far as like offense, defense, special teams, that defense gets the MVP. I mean, that defense I didn't blitz anyone for like the first 3.5 quarters of the game, had like 8 sacks, 22 hurries. I mean, just every fucking drop back he was running for his life. I literally said in the beginning of the game, like us looking a lot like that Tampa Bay, Kansas City Super Bowl. And where he was just running for his life. And that's all he was doing. He's just running for his life.
Yeah.
So
defenses win championships. I hear that a lot.
Nah, defense gives you the opportunity to win championships. If you get on offense and turn the ball over, it don't matter.
Surely gave him a pretty good opportunity.
Absolutely. About as good as you could possibly get.
Patrick Mahomes looked terrible. Yeah, but he had no time to shine. He had no time to shine. And when he did have a little time, nobody was open.
He was just fucking desperately trying to make shit happen.
Trying to make something happen. The two picks Cooper got him bad. The one Cooper one was bad, but right after that, he was damn near in his end zone and threw it right to the... I think he got bumped.
Yeah, he got hit.
Yeah, he got kind of bumped and threw it right to the guy. I'm like, man, this is really bad. I wish, you know...
Cooper DeJean one was more on Patrick than the one where he got hit by his offense lineman.
Cooper DeJean is the guy that caught the ball, running a pick six back. He's a white corner, white kid.
The great white hope.
Someone bet. Did you hear the bets on him? This is one of the bets I read. Huh. I don't know the numbers, but I'll give you close numbers. Someone bet 500. He would be the MVP of the game. That betting odd went up to a $21,000 payout, and he accepted it. Before the game was even over.
I was going to say, because he didn't get it.
The odd was like a plus 800 all of a sudden. When he got that pick six, offered him 20 grand to get away from the bet. And he accepted it. I'm like, dude.
Absolutely.
Holy shit.
I mean, at that point, you can't say that he wasn't the MVP.
Could have been possible. What if he would have got another pick?
Once the game started going on, it was like, okay, Jalen Hurts deserves this MVP.
Jalen Hurts is the guy, obviously. But that guy doing a pick six, what if he would have got another pick? What if you get another pick six?
Another pick six?
So I don't know what the number was to win it out, but if he bought him out for 20, I'd say the win out was probably 40, 50 on a $500 bet. The odds were awful, obviously, because nobody even knew who the fuck he was, but he bet $500 on
it. That's not true.
Cashed out 20 grand.
I was fucking begging. I was in Discord begging the Packers to pick him in the first round.
Okay, so you know who he is for sure.
And then they drafted a tackle who I don't know if he even saw the light of day on offense.
And this guy's playing the Super Bowl.
And this guy's fucking pick sixes in the Super Bowl. Now, I say that by saying I'm generally like, I was cool with the thought process of, hey, I mean, Philadelphia, O-line, D-line. I'm generally like always like, even if we have a good offensive line or defensive line, like I don't mind getting another guy, you know what I mean? Depth, future, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have a good offensive line, defensive line to be sustainably great in the league. Offensive line, defensive line, quarterback, and you can be great for a long ass time. Agree?
Yeah.
But
that'll get you pretty far.
Very far, generally.
I mean, the Ravens won a Super Bowl with Trent Dilfer.
Right. The Bucks won a Super Bowl with Brad Johnson.
Yeah, I don't know which one's worse. To be honest with you.
Pretty Brad bad. Johnson.
Yeah, I say Brad Johnson's real bad though. Trent Dilfer's pretty bad. Chad Johnson, Brad Johnson's bad.
Yeah,
I remember him. He was bad. He was bad. But hey.
But I was so I did definitely did want him. And
yeah, I was pretty shocked that they won in that manner for sure. I'm not sure they won. I thought they was going to win anyway. But in the manner,
not
for
to
sure.
mention we had defensive back problems all fucking season. Go ahead. Sorry.
The bets were interesting. 60 some percent. Of the country bet on the Eagles to win.
So,
is that what the number was? It was somewhere there.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, and then obviously they hit with
most
any,
of the big
any,
money was on the Eagles too.
Yeah, so that those all hit. Okay, yes, but the parlays people came out with.
We didn't do great on the parlays.
Didn't hit. Oh, Mahomes 100 rushing yards.
I didn't hit a single parlay.
Saquon over 100. Yeah, for sure. Travis Kelce touchdown. Absolutely. All that's going to happen. It didn't fucking happen. So all the parlays kind of fell off. So. I think the books did all right because they did lose some money on the win, but they got all their money back on the parlays.
So I was hanging out in Discord, and my buddy Zach joins and goes, so what are we betting on tonight? And I'm like, well, I don't really know yet, but I have some ideas. But I'm in the middle of a game right now, so if you give me a little bit, we can put something together. So 15, 20 minutes later, I'm like, all right, let's start putting these parlays together. So he's like, all right, well, I've already bet on some shit, but I got $50 left. And I want you to put together like $1,000 parlay. I'm like, okay, on 50 or
on $50
or what? And he's okay. Like, I don't really care. Just put something together. That's whether it's for $50 or whatever. So I was like, all right, I'll put two together, $25 a piece. And there'll be $1,000. So I did the first one I did came out to like 968. So I'm like, all right, it's close enough. It was, let me look at it real quick.
968 payout on 50
on 25.
On 25. Okay. On 50 isn't it? Okay. 25. Yeah. You know, I mean, that's decent odd.
It's still hard to hit.
Still chances are, yeah. So still chances are you probably.
But you can put some shit together that should be pretty likely.
So
the general strategy is I'll put together like a 5, 6, 8 leg parlay, and have most of the parlays, most of the bets, very hittable. Like if I told you
the majority of them,
yeah, like majority. Like if I told you, did you think AJ Brown was probably going to get 25 more yards or 25 plus yards receiving?
Yeah, no problem.
Sure.
Yeah,
absolutely. Let's put that one on there.
For sure.
Easy hit. Patrick Mahomes plus 25 rushing yards.
That's pretty easy hit too.
That's he'll probably hit that. He'll
against
hit
any
that.
Defense. It's only 25 yards. It's not that far.
Right. Dallas Goedert to catch a pass over 10 yards. Yeah, probably.
Mediocre, but yeah, okay.
Most of his catches are
probably
plus 10-yard catches, I would assume.
Probably, yeah.
Well, good news, all those hit.
Okay, you're on a roll.
On a roll.
What's next? Which one did you miss? You missed one of them.
So Dallas Goedert didn't have as productive as a day as we thought. We also bet him to go 60-plus yards. Total, he didn't. Mm-hmm. I think he was like
it was close.
Yeah, he wasn't too far away
not
from
quite.
It.
No, not quite.
But the one that we needed to hit that really didn't hit, which was Noah Gray, which is the backup tight end for the Chiefs.
What did he have to do?
The thought was they're definitely going to target in on
Kelce,
Travis,
which will give him some free
so
if he's out there.
Maybe they'll. Because he's still going to have to get the ball away because they do have a good defensive line. Even if they block him well, he's still going to have to get the ball away quick probably.
Right.
Maybe that'll give some opportunities to Noah Gray.
Right.
So Noah Gray, 4-plus receptions. And if he's going to get 4-plus receptions, he's definitely getting 25 yards. So add 25 yards onto that.
Didn't get it. Either one of them.
He got one reception.
I would say did he catch the ball at all?
Yeah,
one?
He got one reception. So... that one was a bummer. The other one was more Kansas City focused, so it was just if it would have been a decent game, we had a good shot at. We actually had a decent shot at this one, even with it being a blowout, but it just didn't happen. So
sucks.
He just got sacked too many times, man.
The game was rough. The defense, I think, of the Eagles won the game. Jalen was the MVP. I agree with that. Interesting.
No qualms with the game, really.
The first two calls, a little ugly, yes.
Yeah,
but they were play the rest of the game for the most part.
Yeah,
I was like, okay. I mean, they got a shitty call of the Chiefs and then a shitty call for the Eagles. Okay, we're even here.
I looked at the room. I was like, makeup call. My buddy Zach looks at me. Absolutely. I think so.
Absolutely. I felt the same way. I'm like, oh, okay, that's a little makeup call there. Really stupid call.
Yeah.
But the rest of the game was fair. The Eagles just whipped their ass.
Yeah,
they're just a better team. Period. They're a better team. They are a better team. I hate the Chiefs.
It does make me feel it is what it is.
But
fuck the Eagles.
It does make me feel
a little bit better about getting their ass beat by them because
they're a good fucking team.
They have a really good offense and defensive line. I mean,
I'm pretty sure they beat the shit out of Dallas both times they play this year. I don't even have to look. I'll just say it. I'm pretty sure that's what happened. Don't worry, Dallas is back next year with our new coach that no one knows. Okay. We'll be prepared for that. And then Burrow comes out, and Burrow's like, hey, I'll restructure my contract to get Mike Gesicki, Higgins, Chase,
really,
and Hendrickson all paid. We'll get it worked out. We want to stay together. That's what he said. That was his comment. We'll see what happens. That's a lot of fucking money. He's got to, I mean, you're going to play for free? That's a lot of money. You got to pay Trey. You got to pay
Jamar. Look at the Eagles. I mean, they have like...
I know.
They're like San Francisco from a couple years ago where it seems like everyone they have is...
Everyone's paid.
The top paid guy. I mean, their offensive line is ridiculous. Did you see the average weight of the offensive line?
Yeah, 330 something.
334 or 338 or something.
Who was it came up to me today? Was it Jake? I think it was Jake. I don't know. One of them. It's not a big football guy. He's like, that number 68. He's like, I looked him up. He's fucking 6'8", 330. I said,
Jordan Miata.
They're all that big. They're fucking massive. Yes, they're buses. And then their defensive line is big.
Aussie.
And they're fast. They're aggressive. Those guys, they're so fast. They hike the ball. I mean, I was like, this defensive line, this front four is just killing it. They don't have to fucking blitz, and they're making them nervous every play.
I mean, it
was insane.
Half of it was bull rushes right back into Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, and he had no choices. So, I mean, hey, hats off to the Eagles and Sirianni for getting it done this year. I mean, they're a good team. They proved they were the best team in the league. No question.
No question.
I think next year, most of them are going to be back.
I don't think there's any big signs
that are missing.
Not that I know.
I think Saquon's even coming back. What was his contract? 3 years?
I don't know. Either. $13 million, I think.
I want to say it was 3 or 4 years. He didn't do a lot, but he made them. He made them think.
They
about,
were crowding the box.
They
for
had
sure.
to. Yeah, they had to be ready for him. Which opened up the. You know, it's tough to play a team like that.
Normally,
man.
Whenever somebody does that, he still busts one or two a game for 60 or
usually.
Whatever.
He signed a 3 year, 37.7 full. 11.6 signing bonus, 26 guaranteed. So they got him for 3 years. He's got 2 more years. He's a threat. He changes the game, for sure.
They got him for 1 more year at least.
At least 1 more. Yeah. Anyway, so the game was good. It was decent. It was fun to watch the Chiefs get their ass kicked. I was pretty happy about that. The halftime show.
Let's go. Ready to hear your racist commentary.
Don't be like that. So how was your... Okay, so this is good. I like asking people questions about things that they don't know nothing about. You don't know Kendrick Lamar's music, do you?
I don't really listen to it.
You don't listen to it on Spotify. You don't have it on your phone. No. You don't know this guy at all.
I know he has beef with...
He's got loyalty inside his DNA. I know that too. So...
I don't know what that means.
It's just part of a song that's not that good, like all the other songs. So what was your feeling on the halftime show? You got to see the show. You're not a big music fan. You got to check it out and watch what happened. How do you feel about it? It's kind of like it was just like another thing.
It's not. I knew I was excited to hear if he played the song that everyone was worried about him playing,
the diss track,
yeah,
to Drake or whatever. Yeah,
because
of course he's gonna play that song. It's his biggest song.
Well, but he's got like 20 Grammys, and it's not just from one song.
Yeah, well, so it's not. I mean, well, the Grammys are trash.
Well, and whatever.
As well, you can't. Yeah,
I mean, you can say that. But
I don't
also,
take that effect.
But also, you can look at the Spotify and see how many times the songs get played. It's a lot.
Okay, there's one thing you can't deny.
It's a lot.
He's popular.
Yes,
fair. I agree with that. I like the numbers. I can't argue the numbers.
Like he definitely. I mean, he resonates with, you know,
a younger crowd.
A younger crowd for sure.
Which is
teens, 20s.
Which is okay. I mean,
a lot of people in their 30s.
There's a lot of that age that watches football. That's fair. I didn't think it was a bad pick. necessarily. Okay.
Okay.
Everybody was bitching about his microphone not being loud enough.
Now I will say I didn't understand what he was saying. Yeah, the people saying he's a mumble rapper,
but he's got that tone from, like this. From, he talks like this when he raps. From everything his
I understand, he's definitely not a mumble rapper.
The guy looked 4'7". Did you notice that? He's not a very big guy.
Oh, I don't know.
He's got that real loyal, like that fucking high pitched voice. I'm just slamming on his voice.
I didn't understand
a little bit of a mumble rapper
because I couldn't under. Well, he's not. That's what I'm saying.
He wasn't rapping.
I think the sound just wasn't set up to be clear.
He wasn't rapping. He was lip syncing. They lip sync Super Bowls and things, so you can't say bad things or do bad things. Okay. The sound man, whoever run the sound. Awful. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's more.
It sounded like shit. It was very muffled. His mix wasn't loud enough on the TV. That's not his fault. Okay?
Right. Yeah.
This is just part of the show that I didn't like because I'm like, God, man, this sounds like shit. It just sounds bad. I mean,
but
okay,
I also think that
it didn't sound good.
From people who do know his songs, it was easier, obviously easier for them to understand.
Yeah, they like the songs. I mean, they like him, but that doesn't mean the show
I've literally
good.
Heard people go who I was in the same room as say, I understood. Yeah, I don't know what people are talking about. I understand.
One of your friends on Facebook, he said something about it on Facebook. He's like,
I don't know. Don't look at Facebook.
Zach Brown?
Did he?
I think it was him. One of them posts on Facebook was like, oh, Kendrick Lamar, everybody's talking shit about his halftime show. I thought it did great. I'm like, okay, well, you know. Everybody can have an opinion. You're allowed to have an opinion, too. That's fine. His microphone wasn't loud enough. That's not necessarily his fault. That's the audio guy's fault. But the show itself, in my opinion, was pretty bland.
Well, I did say while we were watching, I was like, I mean, I don't really...
Rihanna had a wow factor.
Get it.
The Weeknd had a wow factor. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem had a wow factor.
Well, the wow factor for Kendrick was...
There was no wow factor.
Sang Drake. And then also...
Nobody cares. Most people don't care about what he has beef with Drake.
A lot of people care.
Yeah, but
I mean, literally, I've heard it. Sure,
but the majority of the people watching the fucking halftime show was like, "Why is
I don't know me if included, majority?
Why is Serena Williams dancing doing the crib walk?"
Yeah,
I didn't know that's Drake's ex fucking girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's just this whole halftime show is just making a stab at Drake.
Okay, well, that part of it was for
I find rap battles. Beefs to be weak anyway. I don't think it's. I think most of it's publicity, and it works on both sides of the fence for sure. But I don't know. Erica told me last night she's not listening to Drake no more. So
usually big rap battles end in.
It's working one way, but not the other.
Yeah.
Kendrick's on top of the world right now because he's calling Drake a pedophile, which probably
it's the same as any other beef.
Allegedly, probably
you just don't like
fairly
it because
there's
music involved.
I just the rap beefs are just I think it's overproduced. Period. The show itself was awful. Okay, the Buick Grand National was cool. Everybody was coming out of the car.
Well, the first thing we talked was cool. about was the Buick.
But then, the rest of it was just bland. There wasn't a lot of show. There wasn't a lot of crazy shit going on. Just 50 or 60 dancers, all black, by the way, not racist. Just saying, just dancing in a circle and a square. I'm like,
I think they're a group.
I'm waiting for the wow factor of this show, and it never happened. So the wow factor wasn't that great. The sound wasn't that great. Oh, he's got Drake beef, and he mentioned Drake. Okay.
I think the wow factor might have been the entire crowd yelling pedophile and then A minor.
I mean, fair. If you know the songs.
Yeah.
What percentage of the crowd actually knew the songs? What percentage of the crowd watching that game
of that crowd?
Actually knew the songs?
Probably quite a bit.
Not even half.
I think you're wrong.
That's why I'm like, you watch...
You don't even know that. You're just saying
you
that.
You see Michael Jackson, and you see Creed, and Janet Jackson, and you see Justin Timberlake, and you see Rihanna, and The Weeknd, and other people do these shows, and it's much more... I feel like more people can relate to music that is more pop and less... Well, he has a beef with Drake, so I'm going to watch. I don't have a
problem if you think that, you just want more pop music.
No, I don't.
But, to say he's not popular is wrong.
I never said he wasn't popular.
Well, he's very popular. You want more pop music because not enough people in that crowd knew who he was.
I didn't say more pop music. Just in general.
You just said more popular.
Let fucking AC/DC play this shit. That's not pop music. It's popular, but it's rock music.
You're on different fronts here.
You're trying to say it's pop. It's not pop. Anyway, if you were a Kendrick fan, I read a lot of comments. Apparently, they thought it was cool and he did great. If you're not a Kendrick Lamar fan, it sounds like most people thought he just muffled and the show wasn't that great. That's my take. I tried not to comment on shit on Facebook because I don't like to get in comment Facebook spats because Erica sees it and gets mad because I'm an asshole on the internet. But that means that's what the internet's for. Just go there and try.
I don't know if I'm ever going to look at like some performance and go, oh my God, that was unbelievable. I'm just not that type of
I didn't think person. That either until I saw Good Bands Live. Then I was like, okay, now I understand. Anyway, the halftime show. Okay. Kendrick Lamar's popular. He dissed Drake. That's funny. Yes. We'll move on.
It is funny. I really enjoy that.
Taylor Swift got showed at the Super Bowl.
And the fact that a bunch of people said he can't do it, he can't do it. And then he teased. Well,
of course he can. He's going to get sued. It. He's going to get sued. No, you're not. You're not going to get sued. You know why? You know why Drake's not suing him right now?
I thought he was suing him.
Is he?
Yeah, he was.
I don't think he is. I'll look it up.
Unless he rescinded it. I'm pretty sure he said. I'm pretty sure. I don't know. Just read things on the internet.
Drake sues his label.
Oh, yeah, because
calling the song defamatory against him.
And saying that they propped his numbers up or something.
Yeah, so he's suing his label for letting him. They're on the same label?
Yeah.
Is that the story?
Yeah.
It's really stupid. That makes this whole thing even worse.
It makes it more interesting.
I'm suing my record label because they're letting this guy put songs out that are popular. I mean, yeah, I'm sorry he's calling you a pedo, but, you know, take it to court and prove that you're not. Good luck. He also has to prove that you are. I understand that.
Right. That's
I get it. You also have a freedom of speech in this country.
That is part of why I don't care that much, because, like, it's not like this motherfucker's in court right now, so I don't know. Is it actually true happening?
No, court. They showed Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl. I'm going to see if I can find a quick clip here because I want to play it for you, you know?
I think I only saw them show her once.
One time? And there's a reason why that she showed her one time.
Why?
I think this is why.
Oh. You have a theory.
I have a theory. The theory is they show Taylor Swift on the TV.
Oh, because she got booed.
Not a sound Taylor Swift is used to.
Booed the shit out of her. Then you see her mouth. What is going on?
But just because they show her on TV doesn't mean that they have to show her on Jumbotron.
No, they didn't have to do that. But they're trying to do that because
I think it was more because they were getting their ass beat. And
they thought it would be popular to show Taylor Swift on the Jumbotron and people would cheer. Oh, yeah. They were wrong. The culture has changed. The culture is not the same. And then they show the president of the United States that everyone's supposed to hate because he's a fascist asshole. And guess what? Football fans really like that guy. Now, I was a little shocked by that because Philadelphia is very blue. Okay. Very Democratic.
Well,
I wish, but Patrick Mahomes and his wife are big Trumpers.
The people living in Philadelphia.
In Philadelphia, right.
Aren't going maybe to not the
fans,
Super Bowl.
Maybe not the fans with money that can go to the Super Bowl. Okay, good point.
Probably.
It's a little bit of a point.
At least some of them.
That showed Trump and they cheered their asses off. And I was like, wow, this is wild.
It's like a big corporate gig, though. Like, there's a lot of people. Like, Burt Kreischer and James Winston were hanging out with each other.
It's one of the biggest gigs of the year.
It's by far one of the biggest seasons. Just the event, yeah.
Yeah, it's a big event. But they cheered Trump. I thought that was interesting. And they booed Taylor. I didn't think it was interesting. I assume that would happen. You can boo her if you want.
Yeah, you can, I guess.
Can't say that her music doesn't sell, though.
You sure can't.
Can't say she's not popular. You can't say that.
You can't say that some of those people that booed probably bought tickets for their fucking kids to go to the fucking.
Hey, that's me. If I could afford the tickets, okay?
Right.
I'm buying Gabby tickets if I could afford them, and she would go, and her mom would have a great time. And then I'd see her on the Jumbotron at the Bengals game. Boo! absolutely me. I'm sure. Taylor being booed was fun. Trump being cheered was fun. The halftime show wasn't that great, in my opinion. Everybody's got their own. The MVP was Jalen Hurts. And, you know, they showed a lot of celebs. Of course, one of the greatest rock stars of all time, Paul McCartney, was there.
Are you just hanging out near Paul Rudd?
Nice to see him. Yeah, Paul Rudd. They were sitting chatting about something.
Paul Rudd's a huge Chiefs fan.
Yes. And I don't know if you don't know this, but I'll tell you. Anytime you get to sit down and talk to Paul McCartney, You take that opportunity. He's one of the most popular musicians ever of all time.
Sure.
Bar none. I mean, hands down. So they may be buddies, you know, or they were just sitting together. I don't know the story, but nice to see him.
I think they were in a box together.
Jameis Winston and
Bert Kreischer.
Kreischer was together. You sent this to me to play on here. We'll play it. Do you want to give a context first or we play it first?
Just give Jameis Winston a fucking camera and a microphone.
I know.
And just let him do shit.
I know. It's fucking funny.
He's great.
I love him. I think he's great. All right. This is a clip of Winston and Bert talking in their suite. That's what this
is. No, they're just on the, they're just in the, like the upper deck.
Oh, they're just chatting in the upper deck. Okay.
Yeah, they're just, right. They're just hanging out.
Let's see what they say. And we'll get some context to the story.
Are you serious?
Bro, can I just give you a celebration suggestion? A celebration. Can I help you with your celebration? Yeah. All right. I know at family reunions we talk about a cha-cha slide. I want you to slide to the left, slide to the right, crisscross, eat a W and walk off that thing.
So he tells him to do the cha-cha slide. You told me it's electric slide. That's not electric slide. That's cha-cha slide.
Oh, yeah, true.
Hey, Siri, stop.
Yeah, so.
Siri's picking up my phone.
So Jameis was at NFL media day where the players are all available to be asked questions by the media. So he snuck in and goes, let me suggest a celebration for you to do.
Okay. Slide to the left, slide to the right, crisscross.
So he's like, hell yeah, I got it. I'll do it.
So he scores a touchdown. I'm going to play it. You can't see it. Obviously we can hear it. I'll commentate what happens here.
Oh, he did it. Oh my.
Daps up his boy, slides to the left, slides to the right, and then does the crisscross.
And Jameis is,
you
up
know, Jameis is losing his fucking
he's
mind.
He's celebrating like crazy. Yeah, with
him
Bert.
And Bert Kreischer are dapping each other. Hold on.
I told him to do that celebration.
Really?
Yes. Slide to the left, slide to the right, crisscross. I told him to eat a W, eat a W. But I know it didn't mean to eat a W. Oh my God!
Yo, he was down.
He is tore up.
He was down on Bourbon Street before
that's
the
good.
Game.
That's good.
This week,
that's funny.
And was eating. What the fuck are those? Benoit?
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
the fucking donuts.
The things, donut. Yeah. The fancy donut things. Yeah.
And they had made a W one for him so he could eat it.
I like the guy, man.
He's great.
I think he's done playing football.
No, he's not.
I thought he was done playing football.
He is not. He is. He said he is one of the 32 best quarterbacks in the world.
I don't believe that.
Well,
I like
the
guy. The
Lord has delivered him from pick sixes.
Easy. Yeah.
And he will be delivered from picks.
We don't do religion on this show. His contract was a 1 year. 1.2 base salary. He signed for $550. His cap it was 1.7. He's done.
He'll go somewhere.
Are the Browns going to sign him again? Probably not.
Maybe not.
He'll go somewhere else. Where's he going to go? Be interesting to see. We'll follow up on that.
He'll go somewhere.
He could sign some type of.
He'll sign somewhere.
Fuck football. He could sign some type of, commentator deal with somebody and make more money. And in my opinion, be more successful.
I don't know.
He is a good quarterback. He makes bad decisions. He can throw the fucking ball.
Oh, yeah.
Guy can throw the ball.
Oh, he's got talent.
My brother's like, I love Jameis Winston. He can throw the goddamn ball. I'm like, what? He sent me some clips. I'm like, this motherfucker can throw the ball.
Oh, yeah.
Far. And yes. Right on target. But sometimes he just throws the wrong guy. It hurts.
Yeah. That hurts. Sometimes there's a guy in between him and his desired target.
Can't be doing that. That sucks. That hurts. Anyway, that's the recap of Super Bowl. I don't have nothing else on it. I mean, it is what it is. They got their asses kicked. Halftime show is meh. Taylor Swift got booed. Jameis Winston's funny.
You got another stink bug.
Where?
Where?
Damn. Is it the same one?
I don't have no idea.
I'm telling my brother, like, you need an exterminator, bro. There's fucking stink bugs all over the basement. I had two. What did I lay over there last week?
Dude, they get everywhere.
And they were crawling all over it. And then I just flipped one off the computer. And I'll flip that one off and see if he comes back. Fuckers. I need a beer and I gotta pee. Anyway, that's the end of the Super Bowl. I got nothing else on that. You got anything else for the Super Bowl?
We talked about bets.
All right. So let's move on to the next piece, which is a little bit of news. An interesting bill being introduced. Let's talk about it. So there's a new bill being introduced by a Democrat. I know. You're shocked. In the state of Ohio, according to OhioCapitalJournal.com, this is real, by the way.
Can't wait.
Don't give me that look. This is real.
Can't wait.
You'd be going to jail for this. So would I. I don't know. I'm married. Maybe not. Anyway. Ohio Democratic lawmakers propose Contraception Begins an Erection Act. This is a real thing. A new bill in Ohio would make it a crime for men to ejaculate without intending to have a baby. Quote, you don't get pregnant on your own, says State Rep Anita Samani, a Democrat out of Dublin, Ohio. Again, I mentioned Democrats. In between performing multiple surgeries as an OBGYN Friday, the Democrat... Oh, she's smart.
Oh, no.
Book smart. They're all book smart. The Democrat explained that she wants to start regulating men's reproductive health care. By God, woman, go ahead. She says, if you're going to penalize someone for unwanted pregnancy, why not penalize the person who is also responsible for the pregnancy? Oh, boy. She's opening a can of worms that no one listening, especially my ex-wife and my current wife, is going to like. She introduced a legislation that would make it a felony for men to discharge semen without the intent to fertilize. Somalian State Rep Tristan Rader, another Democrat out of Lakewood, joined forces to propose a bill nicknamed Conception Begins at Erection Act. There are some exceptions, such as when protection or contraceptions are used during sex. It also wouldn't apply when an individual is masturbating. Okay, so you can still get yourself off and not worry about getting to jail. That's a good thing. Donating sperm. Good. Or if the intercourse takes place between members of the LGBTQ plus IA minus divided sign community and thus doesn't produce ova. Well, if you're in LGBTQ plus community, chances are not much of a risk of producing. No, anyway, no. Yeah, that hole doesn't produce the other. Yeah. So what this would apply is what this would apply to is sex without a condom. And without actually wanting to procreate. This felony would cost violators thousands of dollars with a max of $10,000 per discharge. So they're going to start charging you and be giving you a felony if you bust inside of a girl and you're not, you know, planning to have children.
Right.
Right. quote, it's beyond ridiculous sure what's going on here. Hold on. Wait, we might have some common sense here. Quote, it's beyond ridiculous what's going on here, says Republican activist Austin Beagle. It's a mockery of the most basic biological concepts. The humorous aspect is something both Beagle and Somani agree on. Somani says, if you think it's absurd to regulate men, then you should think it's equally absurd to regulate women. Abortion is legal in Ohio. We'll move on. She says, so this is to make a statement. It is a statement, she says with a laugh. Ohio voters overwhelmingly, didn't drink enough Bud Light here. Oh, Bud Light's back, by the way. Ohio voters overwhelmingly legalized and protected the right to abortion in 23. Issue 1 passed 5743, and it's enshrined reproductive rights into the state constitution. Ohioans have the right to make their own decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy. The state is prohibited from interfering with or penalizing someone. So then why are we trying to give people felonies for busting in girls? Your turn. Yeah, I know this applies to me a lot. Well, actually, this applies to you a lot more now. But maybe back in the day it was more me, but it's definitely more you now.
I mean,
because regardless of what I do with the wife,
it's a funny statement.
I'm not procreating shit. So it is a funny statement. So what's your feelings on this? I want to hear. So the woman gets pregnant. Abortion's legal in Ohio. Correct?
Is it? I mean, honestly,
100%.
It's not something I've...
It's 100%. It's legal. Yeah, they passed it. So is weed.
I know. We passed it.
I don't know if there's a I don't know if there's a time frame on the abortion rights in Ohio.
There's a time frame.
I don't know. The Democrats are pretty gross. I'm not for sure that the time frame on this. Hey, I'm just being the facts. They were fucking aborting children at 8 months.
I don't know. I'd have to see
that kid's about to come out and start walking around the hospital room, and they're going to cut its head off and pull it out in pieces.
I mean, I kind of got like
so the... that's extreme.
Listen, if you would tell me that there's bacteria on a moon of Jupiter, you would call it life.
Oh. So, oh, that is life?
But...
The heart beats life, or no?
I don't know when...
If the heartbeat kicks in, is it life honestly, or not? We don't have to have this conversation as two men. We're going to lose regardless. I'm just asking you know?
I mean, I don't really have a time frame on it. Like, at some point, it's definitely life, obviously. I mean, I don't know how you can say it's not.
Abortion is legal in Ohio up to 22 weeks. Five and a half months.
What that means. Okay, 5.5 months.
5.5 months. The heartbeat starts at 6 weeks. Eight weeks.
I think it's fair to argue from anywhere from 3 to 6 months. I think that's a fair argument area to have when you want lower or higher.
Most women know they're pregnant within 3 to 4 months.
I would hope so. I would say most.
You have this thing every month, and when it don't happen, something's wrong.
Yeah, but some women don't have it all the time, and it's
fair argument. Yeah. Correct, but you would know.
Most women would, for sure. Most women.
Okay, we'll take the high percentage and say for sure most women. Fair enough.
Obviously, if you're raped or something like that,
if you decide to have casual sex,
that's that. As far as I'm concerned, that's basically a get out of jail free card.
Everyone listening to this show. Okay, maybe not everybody. Most people listening to the show has casual sex in their life every now and then.
Yeah.
Some people do it at strip clubs with beautiful black women in Texas. Some people do it with their wife at home in bed during the week. Here's my thing. Women decide to have casual sex with a man. He ejaculates inside of her. They're not using contraception. She's trying to make this a felony if he busts inside of her. We all have busted inside a little bit on accident. Didn't mean that to happen. Didn't plan it. When the woman's pregnant, she has all kinds of options. She can have the baby. She can have an abortion. She can put it up for adoption. She can, is it those three? I thought there was more. Why did I think there was two more options?
Plan B, maybe? Do you want to count that?
That's an abortion. I mean, you can abort the child legally in Ohio. You can have the child. You can put it up for adoption. You can have the child, just give it to the dad. Let the father be a father. Maybe he wants to be a dad.
That's doubtful.
Let's talk about the men's options. They none talk about.
It is true.
You don't have an option. If she decides to have an abortion, you don't have to pay for half. Chances are you probably will. You won't have to. If she wants to have an abortion and you want to have a child, because you put the seed in there, it's half yours. You don't get that option.
You don't.
If you want her to have an abortion because you don't want to have children right now, I don't really know you. I was drinking. It was a one-night stand. We had a great time. I don't want to have a child. She says, I do. And you make $120,000 a year. Now you're going to pay me to raise it.
There's a possibility.
This is why this kind of stuff, it aggravates me.
Well, that's the problem. That's what aggravates me about all the options.
Men have zero options.
Not zero.
If I have a child. Not zero. Not all men pay child support. Okay, don't fuck men that don't have jobs. If the guy doesn't have a steady job and he's a drug dealer in Dayton, maybe you shouldn't sleep with him. Because you know you're going to have a child that you're going to raise on your own.
The guy can also put on a condom or just not fuck her.
Abstinence is the option. That was the fourth one. I forgot. There's five. I covered four. I heard five today on one of the podcasts. Not mentioning the name. Those are the four. Right. Those are the four options. You could have used a condom. We didn't use a condom. I thought he was sexy because he deals drugs. Now I'm going to have his baby and he don't pay child support. I'm stuck with this kid. No, you're not. The government will help you.
That doesn't just happen to chicks that fuck drug dealers either.
Government will help you. The government will give you insurance.
The problem is everything's so money, nuanced.
Food on the table. What's the guy get? He pays child support or he gets no option to have a child.
Oh, his options start before.
Don't fuck her.
Or is his only options.
Make the smart decision. Don't sleep with her.
Don't.
I've had two.
Or wrap it up.
I got two children.
And pull out.
Both of them. Was a planned party. That's a good thing. Okay? It's a good thing.
Yeah.
I understand things happen. But when women are just beating this abortion thing to death, I'm for abortion. I think we've talked about this.
Yeah.
I'm for it. Okay? I agree with it. 22 weeks, I think it's fair. Might be a little much. We'll go with it. Okay. Yeah. At least you got options. The guy you slept with?
Again, disagree.
That went in you? He don't have options. What do you disagree
Not
with?
Not afterwards.
What do you disagree
His
with?
His options start and at the beginning and during.
You're telling men not to fuck, is what you're telling me.
I'm just
or
saying.
Or to put a condom on. That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. Yeah. Okay. And then he needs to understand something. Young, single men,
or
boys.
Or deal with the consequences.
If you're under 18, you shouldn't leave you listen to the show. But if you are, understand something. Those consequences may not go away.
No.
You might be dealing with that for 18 years. You might pay for a child for 15 fucking years and then find out that child's not yours. Do you think the state's going to make her pay that money back to you?
No, absolutely not.
They don't.
But also, here's the other thing.
They do not.
Get a DNA test immediately.
Unless the child comes out looking like me, which both of mine did. And I was married at the time, so let's not take the wrong way. But you understand what I'm saying. I understand what you're saying.
I mean, I think a lot of places are like mandating it now at this point.
If you're just sleeping around and one chick gets pregnant you were sleeping around with, you may want to go get a paternity test. I'm just saying. You know, you can order that through a court. You can order that through an attorney. I'm just saying women are very upset about not having options and their body, their choice. Well, you know what? My dick, my choice too. Understand.
Stop slinging it out there.
Yes. There might be consequences if you do something. If she decides to have that baby and you decide that you don't want a baby, you don't get a choice.
Deal with the consequences.
You get to pay for it for 18 years. It's a sad world we live in. You know it?
Yeah, it's statement legislature.
But if a man ejaculates and was doing it, not trying to procreate as a felon. Come on. It's a felony. Get out of here. What political party is doing this trash? Let me look this up.
I think you thought at first it was going to include masturbation.
I did. Yeah. I thought, wait a minute. Yeah. You can't stop people from masturbating. Come on now. That keeps a lot of men normal. Without that, they would be very abnormal.
Also, you're just not going to be able to. That's one of those things that like. You're not going to be able to enforce. Sorry.
Yeah. And if you take that away from us,
you can't.
When we do
that's
have
the other thing, you can't. Yeah. You can't.
But if you try to and we do have sex, there's a good chance something's going to happen because we can't control it.
Here's a build up to happen.
If I go sometimes. A solid time frame, we both know what's coming. Okay. It's coming for sure. It's going to come everywhere. That's the problem. You go long enough, it's going to be a problem. But this whole, I mean, this is crazy. It was a great thing to read about. I think it's funny. It's always a nice debate.
No, it's not. What are you talking about?
I always think it's a great debate.
It's a fucking heated argument every time.
I've always wanted to get a pro-abortion and a anti-abortion person on the show and let them debate. But I always
Good
knew.
Good luck.
I always knew it would never, yeah, it wouldn't turn out well. Because the anti-abortion person, said person, I have a few in mind that I would get on that have some good points. But they always turn back to that thing called religion. That not everybody follows. Yeah. You can't. Okay. So my thing is like, make your point to
listen,
me,
you are
but don't bring up religion.
You are killing something. I'm just okay with it.
Just a something.
I'm just kind of okay with it. Just to be quite yourself. Honest with you. That I mean, what's a better solution?
I mean, you were half of creating it.
No,
I'll give you that. But you were half. Yes. It's your body. You have to use to carry the child. We don't carry children. Men carry children. We'd have all kinds of population problems. I'll tell you right now.
It's a time suck.
I would never have had children if like I had that. To carry them. I'll tell you right. I mean, I'm just being honest. I mean, honestly, it's a great policy.
Your body wasn't created for it, so.
Oh, thank God.
It would suck.
Can you imagine? Seriously, think about this.
No, because all I can think about is the biggest poop this. I've had recently.
Think about this. I come into work. To weld on baffles with you, and I'm 7 months pregnant. What kind of experience do you think that would be?
I'd be doing a lot more than I am.
You'd be like, damn, you bitched a lot 7 months ago. This is fucking awful. Like, you won't shut the fuck up. It's a good conversation. I like talking about stuff like that. But it's like, explain the anti-abortion stance to me and don't use religion. I don't think you can. I'm not sure you can really Do I think it's something living at 4 months? Yeah. It's got a heartbeat and stuff. Of course it is.
You mean but anti-abortion.
I also think forcing a female.
I think I could.
Forcing a woman to carry a child 9 months and have it against her will is pretty Handmaid's Tale shit there. I'm on both sides.
Your sense of morality just has to be life no matter what.
Some women use it as birth control. Shouldn't do that. But they do. I know women that's had several abortions for sleep.
I also think that, like,
I think that's crazy.
Three's your limit. If you give, like, and that, I feel like that's generous.
Landon's going to Handmaid's Tale. After three abortions, bitch, you're having that motherfucking kid.
Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Quit killing your children, stupid. Quit sleeping with men that don't have jobs.
They'll do something. I put a fucking, give you a different license plate so everyone knows that, like, don't fuck this bitch.
That's a good one. I like that.
What the
the
DUI plates?
This guy got the party plates.
Yeah, don't party with this motherfucker.
This girl got the purple and pink plates. You won't fuck her because if you do, you have to have that baby. She's done had her three. She's done killed three this year.
When you put it that way, I really have a lot more of a problem with the fucking party plates now. Because, like, you can't do that, but it is funny.
Let's change her ID to purple and pink. So when you're about to do your thing, let me see your ID.
Oh, hey, you know what? At least that wouldn't be like public.
Oh, you got that purple ID?
Facing.
I just lost my erection and I've got to go home.
You know what? That Bluetooth's not even working, actually. So I got to go.
I am a Christian and you are a murderer. I'm leaving.
Oh, God.
That's an idea. Maybe we could introduce a bill that if women have more than three abortions, they get a purple... I hope Erica does not listen to this show. Boy. Normally she don't listen to shows. Because she can't stand me as it is.
She might listen to...
If she listens to this one...
75 minutes into...
If she hears this one, I'm going to really get it.
Oh,
Zach, you just sound like an asshole.
Well...
No, this three abortions purple ID was Landon's idea. I never said that. I'm saying facts.
I was making a joke.
I thought it was funny. I'm just capitalizing. I thought it was funny.
Yeah. This is called banter. This is yes anding.
I can hear this is improv. I can hear the women that listen to the show. I don't know who they are, how many there are. I know a few do. By the way, feel free to come on and tell us that we're assholes and argue abortion. The microphone and the headphones is right here, not being used. I can hear them saying, well, what if men have, get three or four women pregnant? They should get maybe a black license. Okay. Don't fuck him because he just keeps getting bitches pregnant. Or maybe when men that are over 20 that don't have a good job, maybe they have to wear a certain color t-shirt or something. I don't know. I'm trying to help you guys.
No, they got shitty cars. That's what they...
I mean, if a guy's got a shitty car, if he lives with his mom and he's 25 years old and he doesn't have a good job or doesn't have a job at all, I don't know. Maybe don't sleep with him. Don't put yourself through it.
We're not serious. It's a joke. We don't actually want people to have different colored licenses.
Thank you. Thank you for clearing that up. This is an allegedly conversation.
You got me scared someone's going
to
be like...
Don't fuck the guy that's a piece of shit. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it's easy.
Oh, man.
Women don't have to have sex. Don't men have the strong hormone? Listen,
apparently, we don't have to worry about it.
That makes us want to have sex, but women don't really have that. They don't have the drive we do.
Gen Z's, that's been proven. Gen Z's apparently having less sex than anyone ever.
We are having a little bit of a population issue is what I've been hearing from. Some of the statistics is not great with our population. We're not turning them out. Gen Z's not having sex. Men, I guess young men. I'm going to look that up. The percentage of young men not having sex is like through the roof right now.
I just saw something the other day that said Gen Z's not having sex. Which I don't even know what age group that is, to be quite honest with you.
According to Pew Research Center, 63% of men under 30 are single, which is nearly double the rate of young women. How is that possible if we're both...
That doesn't make any sense.
If the world is 50-50, which by the numbers it is...
That
even makes sense.
Unless there's just a lot more girls dating other girls than there are guys dating other guys. You know what I mean?
Nearly one in three young men in the U.S. report having no sex. This is what a study finds. Ages 18 to 24. They've had one in three
Where do we get
sexual
these? That's the other thing.
Activity in the last year.
Same thing with the Super Bowl
That's crazy. Like,
they don't have any idea who fucking watched the Super Bowl, really.
Sure they do.
Who the fuck? No, they don't.
They have ways to look.
They don't know how many people were sitting at my buddy's house.
They take averages and numbers, okay?
That's what I'm saying. So they don't know. So
127.
One in three. They didn't. One in three men. How many people did you pull?
They did a study of 1,000 people, and 333 say they don't fuck. That's one in three.
Do you know? Yeah, but do you know any of these people? I don't think I've ever met any fucking person that's done a poll.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the people that don't have sex. I was like, I don't know about that one. Hold on. Let me think here. I might know a few, but not many. What do you want the poll? Who does the poll?
I've never even seen these polls. That's what I'm saying.
Say the poll is real. Say the poll is legit.
It might be.
One in three young men, 18 to 24, are having sex. Are they worried about having children with women that they don't want to have children with? Fair. They're choosing the abstinence. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Well, part of it, I think, is, you know, shit economy. No one feels like they can raise a kid because it costs $200,000. All we ever Very heard fair. Was it costs $200,000 to raise correct. A kid, whatever.
Fully
it is.
Believe that.
And
another thing is,
you also can't buy a house anyway, and you need two people to have an income. So both people have to work.
Correct.
So, but you have to get good jobs. So you have to go to school, and that takes 4 to 8 years. And then after that,
we live in wild times.
Yeah.
And you're literally just hitting the nail on the head with what's going on. You're right.
So,
or if you live in a state that doesn't have abortion, you'd be much less likely to want to fuck, I would think.
Yeah, probably.
I would think, right?
Probably in back. Fair. I would assume it'd be back in your mind.
I would hope so. It's a big car payment you have for 18 years that you didn't want to buy. That one don't go away.
Takes up a lot of time.
You can't get out of it. You can't get out of it. It doesn't go away. It goes forever. And
it also might.
They're going to get their money.
It also might help you become a better person, too.
Having a child?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I do pay child support on Carly, of course, because, you know, the divorce. I don't regret that decision at all.
Right.
My two girls, I love them more than anything else. They're right up there with Erica when she.
Well, you could have just stopped there. And then you kept talking for some reason.
All the time. But I don't regret that decision, you know. Now, you talk about men that just have the casual thing and get one. And I know a lot of people that, you know, there's guys that choose not to be dads. It's crazy, but they do. You can do it. You can do it. You can get away with it. Can't get away from my child support.
Oh, you mean have a kid and not be a dad?
Sure.
Be a father and not be a dad.
You don't have to be a dad, but
right.
You can't get away from that child support. I'm telling you right now. You're going to be paying for
that. That's a wild thing to do.
That's a court order.
Become a father and not be a dad.
Yeah, plenty of them do. They become dads and they don't want to be a dad. No, a couple examples. And I struggle to be, actually, I take that back. I don't struggle. I'm not friends with anybody that doesn't want to be a dad. Yeah, because it's weird. It's just awkward. Like, we're in different parts of our lives, obviously.
Clearly.
But I know people that do. And I'm just like, man, I don't know how they do that. Like, I love my fucking kids, man. They get on my nerves sometimes. But Gabby loves me, man. I would never let her down. I love her to death. It's crazy. It's a wild thing. This was a bill that was just proposed, okay?
Yeah.
It's not going to pass. No. It's not a real thing. It was just something to stir. What did you say? It's just a statement. Yeah, it's a statement thing like, well, if you're going to ejaculate into a woman, then you're going to get a felony if you didn't want to have children. God, come on. You're never going to get that through.
No.
That's never going to happen. I mean, that's crazy. I just wanted a good piece of news to throw in there. I thought that was a pretty good one.
Have you seen Carjitsu?
I don't know what that is.
You should
car jitsu?
Yeah, maybe just type in your phone. Car C-A-R.
I'll put it on the computer right now.
J-I-T-S-U-E. Maybe?
Car jitsu.
Car jitsu. They literally start
let's look this up.
In the car.
Oh jeez.
With the seatbelts buckled.
Oh jeez. Car jitsu is a combat sport where this is awful.
It's fucking awesome.
I've heard of this before.
It's awesome.
Well, competitors use the interior of a car to fight each other using jiu-jitsu techniques. It's a real sport, not an internet prank. I saw something on the internet last week that I want to accomplish one day. That's in a car. It was an article. That's all it was.
What are you talking about?
Tesla has self-driving.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The new beta, you don't have to touch the steering wheel at all.
Okay.
So if you got a big-ass Tesla, maybe the truck or the SUV, because I'm a big guy, and you got tinted windows and you don't have to touch the steering wheel, and you and the wife are in there together.
Oh, so you're just trying to fuck while driving.
Absolutely. I'm not driving.
There's probably something.
The car's driving.
I'm assuming they've figured that out.
The car's driving. I'm not driving. Tinted windows. Put that bitch on autopilot for like a 2-hour drive to wherever you're going for the weekend, and you can get nasty in the back seat. Sign me up. That makes me want to have a Tesla.
I bet you there's some safety thing.
I really hope Erica does not listen to this episode. Anyway, so car jitsu is a real thing. So you get in a car, you had to put your seatbelt on. Did you say? Hold on. Okay, let's just see how it works.
Start with seatbelt on.
We're on Google. We're freestyling the show now, by the way. Remember, Landon thought this was a better deal. We just go with the flow.
He hates it.
Yeah, I hate it because I just ran it for 15 minutes about abortion. And if my wife listens to it, she's going to really be mad.
Hey, good fodder for the next podcast.
She's just gonna be like, you're a fucking pig. You know that? You're right. Good fodder for the next podcast.
There we go. Let's go.
Okay. How it works. Car jitsu. Competitors sit in the front seats of a car with their seatbelts on. They use the car's interior to gain leverage and submit their opponent. Each round can only be won by submission. Oh, you can only win by tapping them?
Yeah.
What do you have to use to... Fighters can use anything.
Just use whatever's in the car.
Fighters can use anything in the car to their advantage.
Yeah, whatever's in the car.
Including seatbelts and the dashboard.
They're like strategizing how to take off their seatbelt as fast as possible and like wrap it around their opponent.
I have clicked on a YouTube video. And after the ad is over, I'm going to watch a car jitsu and we're going to react. Here we go.
So how do you score points and how do you win?
Well, we have multiple versions of the rules. The most popular.
This guy's name is Vic McHeave.
Yeah, you know this started in.
He is the creator of car jitsu.
Like Russia or something.
This didn't start here because this is stupid.
One we fly is just the one which is the closest to the IBJJF, the most common jiu-jitsu set of rules. And just for people to be comfortable, to know what to do. The main idea is to submit, to get the submission from other persons. So either choke women. Them or you perform some sort of extension of the...
He has so much of an accent, I don't understand him. I'll do the Trump on him. You have a beautiful voice. I can't understand your accent. Live in peace. Here's one. Here's a semifinal against two guys. Davis versus Moore. Car Jitsu on YouTube. Car Jitsu Championship.
Here's
is a real
close
thing.
Look at Zach Moore warming up. I mean, Zach Moore is a wrestler from Muldrow, Oklahoma, and he will now face Leroy Davis in the semifinal.
I bet you there's going to be...
So they're in the car.
And we're off.
The seatbelts are
right
on.
Away, both competitors try to block the other's hand from getting out of the seatbelt.
They took the seatbelts off instantly.
With both shoulder straps released, they are now butting heads.
Oh, I thought you said you had to wear them.
No. They like strategized to take them off as quickly as possible.
Oh, they took them off as soon as possible.
And then like wrap them around.
Difficult in the car. Leroy Davis has just scooted back to passenger seat, but he is currently in a bad position. A lot of pressure
what
from Leroy Davis. Looks like he's breaking out of the choke.
Looks like some Eastern
car is on his back looking for the rear naked. Here he goes. Leroy Davis climbing out the passenger side window.
Oh, he's got him in a choke.
Another bad position for Leroy Davis. Zach Moore on his back.
Use a gear shifter.
Hooks are now in.
Put the seat back.
You'll notice Moore was just given
4 points
for
fucking,
obtaining back.
Like dope movie scenes we're gonna get from that.
I can't do it.
This is gonna be sweet.
This is dumb.
No, that's sweet.
No, it's not. It's dumb.
How?
It's two grown men in a car trying to submit each other.
You watch wrestling. What are you talking about?
They're not in a fucking car.
Sometimes they are.
At least there's a show. They're in a car. This guy's got this guy in a chokehold in the passenger seat of a fucking Toyota Camry.
They haven't figured out
this.
The spectacle yet, okay? It's in its infancy.
Thank you. There's no spectacle here. That's the problem.
No, this is fighting. That's good shit.
24,000 views in a year. Car Jitsu Championship, the YouTube, has 20,000 subscribers. Not that impressed. At least not yet.
No, it's gonna blow up. That's good stuff.
Karjitsu. Uh-oh, hold on. I just got a video from my cousin, and it's a Cybertruck. I have to play it. What is this? What is this? Is he rapping a fucking Cybertruck? He is.
Oh, he's rapping
They're rapping a Cybertruck.
And what?
Oh, my God. I don't know. I got to ask him right now. I got to text his ass. Fucking Cybertruck in the shop.
Oh, they haven't started rapping
it
yet?
Never started yet. I'm going to text. Hell yes!
Did you see...
Please send pictures when it's done.
You see, Matt Patricia might be the next defense coordinator for Ohio State?
I did not.
Apparently, that's the news. Saw right before we started the podcast.
They don't have one right now, I assume?
Yeah, because Jim...
He left?
Jim...
What's the guy's name?
What the fuck is his name? Nora? Moore?
He go to the NFL?
No, he went to the fucking Nittany Lions.
Oh, the Lions. Penn State. My cousin's wrapping a Cybertruck. I will put the pictures of that on our Facebook for sure. That's badass. Karjitsu, I'm not here for it. I mean, it is what it is. Let's play it.
Keeping in mind, these are seasonal points. These do not have any bearing on the match itself. It takes a submission to win the round at Karjitsu Championship.
Whose fucking car do they use? I just asked somebody, like, can we use your car for Karjitsu? Fuck no, motherfucker. You break my shit. I don't want you in my car.
Go to the junkyard and get one.
Hey, use a Cadillac and be a sweet Karjitsu, though. You got plenty of room.
A lot of room.
You can get in the back seat and really do some damage.
That could be like the fucking the thing. It's like they don't know what fucking car is going to be, so they don't know exactly how to.
Yeah, if you're in a Suburban versus a Corolla,
it's different.
You have to have a very different outlook on the match.
Yeah, absolutely. Short cab F-150?
Yeah, correct. Standard cab. Yeah. That's how they should do it. Take the guy's head and fucking bounce it off the glass. I did that one time.
Bounce your head off the glass?
Somebody else's head.
So now we're just telling assault.
Ready for story time?
Assault stories?
I was in sixth grade. And
Jesus.
This kid, I know. This kid hated me for some reason. I didn't know why. He started a club called
You're
the...
An asshole.
No, I wasn't then. I was very nice. I was nice in sixth grade.
I was very humble, very nice, humble, gentle.
Probably was slow. I was small. I was a little kid. I wasn't very big. I wasn't 6'3", 300 pounds.
That would be wild.
Big motherfucker. I wasn't big at all. Okay, I was a little kid.
12.
He started a club called the I Hate Zach Harper Club. And I came out to school, and I found out I came out to school that day, and my mom's sitting outside. This is a great story. This is a true story.
Are they still accepting members?
And I got in the car, and she's like, what's the matter? I said, nothing. She said, something's wrong? I said, no. She's like, what's wrong? I said, nothing. She said, what's wrong? I said, nothing. She said, something's wrong. I said, yeah. I said, I'm going to beat the shit out of Luke Shower. I'll say his fucking name. I don't give a fuck. Hopefully he hears the show.
Yeah, fuck you, Luke.
Shout out to Luke Shower, who lives, I think, in Columbus now. Last I heard, I don't know where he's
from. What an asshole that guy is.
Hey, he's an asshole. I beat his ass on a school bus, and here comes the story. So my mom's like, we're going to go talk to the teacher about this. I'm like, God damn, she's got to make everything fucking embarrassing.
Exactly why I didn't want to happen.
So we go open up his desk after school, and there it was. I Hate Zach Harper Club. About 15 kids signed it. This kid had like a hit list.
Oh, you're fucking...
He had a hit list, but like I was the only hit. You know what I'm saying? Like all 15 kids wanted to kill me. They hated me.
God damn, you must have sucked.
You know what really broke my heart that day? My sixth grade crush signed the paper.
Oh, no.
What a bitch.
That fucking cunt.
Shannon, I forgive you. Anyway. His name was Luke Shower. He started I Hate Zach Harper Club. Went and talked to teacher. Told him what was going on. Teacher talked to somebody. I don't know the story. I don't know what happened. I don't care. The next week, I brought a little bug catcher in that my brother got when he was out somewhere doing something with the family. I wasn't there. He went to a novelty store and got a little bug catcher. It's a little box screen with a fucking handle on it. It was the most chintzy thing.
Critter cage.
I brought it in for like a show and tell thing to catch bugs with, right? I have it in my hand on the way home on the bus. Luke says something to me and he's sitting behind me. It pissed me off. I think I swung it at him and I broke the handle off of it. And then I saw red. I got back in his seat. I grabbed him by his hood and bottom of his chin, and I bounced his fucking head off the glass.
You enjoyed this, huh?
A lot. I broke the glass. It cracked the fucking bus glass.
God damn.
Yeah, I beat the shit out of him. That was one of the three fights I've been in my whole fucking life. He was crying like a little bitch when he got off the bus. Shout out to that guy. I hope you're doing fine. Shout out to Shannon. No one Sorry for talking shit about you. No, well, eventually the school bus driver realized what was going on.
That's what I was going to say.
I only beat his head in the window like maybe a minute and a half solid.
That's a long ass time.
Sure. He was trying to fight me off and I just had a hold of him and I don't remember what happened. I was just singing red. I'm that person. It takes a lot to get me there, but when I get there, I don't remember what goes on and it's probably not good. Okay. I beat the fuck out of him with the fucking glass. Okay. I whipped his ass. And eventually when the bus driver found out, he pulled over, he gets up, comes back to the seat, asks him what happened. Shockingly, I got a detention. My first one ever. I had three detentions my entire school career. That was one of them.
Oh, shit.
Which is for beating his kid's head off the fucking glass.
I had way more than that.
He got off the bus crying.
There you go. That would have been a suspension for me, sure.
It is what it is, you know? They had a I Hate Zach Harper Club in sixth grade. If Erica does listen to this, you know what she's going to say? There's a stem in your problems. No wonder you are the way you are, motherfucker. No fucking wonder.
Why'd everyone hate you?
I never really knew. I didn't do anything wrong.
So you thought.
Again, there's a stem in your problems. I don't know. I don't know for sure. I was just disliked by, you know, I think 8 kids signed it out of the 25. So that's a decent ratio.
I thought you said 15.
8, 10, maybe 12. I mean, there was a decent number. I don't remember for sure. I do remember seeing my crush's name on there, and I was like, you bitch.
Oh, no.
She really does hate me.
Oh.
It's what it is. Drinks another beer. It's a great story. I should call my mom. She'll be like, what are you calling me for? What are you doing? God. Aren't you doing the podcast right now? We are. You're being recorded. Hey.
That would be funny. See her
reaction.
Reaction. Or her side of it. Maybe she remembers why the other kids hated you.
Those things happen. I didn't plan that story, by the way.
I did find out the other day, my nephew said that my former Spanish teacher, shout out Miss Mora.
Shout out.
Is still telling the story about me. To this day, apparently.
Hold on to your story.
Okay.
Let's make a phone call.
I was going to say.
Let's see if I can get a hold of my mom. She'll never know we're calling her on the phone.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
What are you doing?
Watching Joe clean out the fireplace. Got the. Yeah, okay. Well, I can hear you.
I can barely hear you. Can you walk away for a minute? What was that?
That's the dog, and there's Joe. Okay, there you go. What's up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. We're doing the podcast, and you're live.
Welcome to the show.
You're live on the show right now.
What? I don't want to be on the show right now.
Yeah, you do, because you always told me you wanted to tell embarrassing stories, and here, this is not embarrassing. I just wanted some specifics about this story, okay?
You need a couple of details.
I don't know.
It looks like it's recording. I hope it records your voice. If not, we'll have to go back to this. Okay. This will be short but sweet. Okay. In sixth grade, when Luke Schauer had the I Hate Zach Harper Club.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
Yep.
Okay, that was a real thing.
Yeah, I remember.
Okay.
Yep.
Do you remember about how many kids signed it? 8 to 10, maybe? Was it half the class?
No. No, it was like 3 or 4.
Oh, so it wasn't that many.
Way bigger in his head.
He numbered it to like 15 or something, but there was only like 3 or 4 people that signed it.
Okay.
Okay, and there was kids that signed. So I told Landon, like, he had a hit list, but it was like one kid. It was just me.
But it was just his friends that he ran around with that signed it. There was not very many.
I'm pretty sure my crush, my sixth grade crush, that girl named Shannon, I'm pretty sure she signed it too.
I don't remember the name. I'm pretty sure.
So what did the teacher say when we talked to him about that? Do you remember that? Because it was foggy to me.
So you came home and you were upset, got you off the school bus, and I tried to talk to you, and I was like, what's the matter?
Right.
Nothing.
No,
I could tell something was wrong.
No, I was a car rider that day, remember? Because you asked me in the car.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, okay.
And then we walked in. Saying. Okay, go ahead.
On the
way
home from school, yeah, you were upset, and I said, what's the matter? Nothing. And you and this Luke... You never gelled anyway, because you were the most popular boys in the class. You were both blonde haired, good looking kids. The girls were all about you.
Don't do that to me. Go ahead. Anyway, no one will ever believe me. Like, that's why I called you. Go ahead.
Right. So anyway, yeah. So I found out what was going on. So I said, well, he said, there's a paper going around, you know, in our class. Yeah. So I said, okay, we're going back to school. I turned around. No, Mom, no, please.
Yeah, I tried. So I told Lana, try not to go. Yep.
Yeah, okay. That is worst case.
What was your teacher's name?
He was Mr. Briscoe. I saw him two weeks ago at McMackin's, but I'm not going to say hi because he wouldn't recognize me. But yeah, Mr. Briscoe.
Oh, he always says hi to me. He knows
who he knows who you are.
Oh, yeah. Every time I run into him, I'm like, hi. And he's like, hey, how are you? He knows who I am.
Maybe I should say hi, but he won't recognize me. Go ahead.
Yeah, we went back he was in the classroom still and by himself. And we went back in there and I said, you know, Mr. Briscoe, we have a problem. He said, what's going on? And I, you know, I said, Zach, tell him. And he said, well, let's take a look. So he went and got in
pulled his desk. I remember that. Yep. Yep.
Pulled the paper out and he said, well, here it is. And I said, let me see. And I said, well, Zach, this is what you're talking about. And he said, yeah. And Mr. Briscoe said, well, you know, I'll take care of it tomorrow. And I said, I need that paper. He said, oh, well, I'll hang on to it. And I said, no. And I said, that has to do with my son. And I said, well, they're going to take care of it. So I pulled it out of his hand. And he said, well, Mrs. Harper, he said, are you sure? And I said, yeah. And so I said, come on, Zach, get in the car. And he said, well, where are we going? And I said, we're going to the Showers house. I know where they live.
That's right.
Oh, he didn't even mention
that's
this.
That's right. That's right. We went to their fucking their house.
Yeah. So we got in the car. And she was mouthy anyway. And Northmont mom, everybody in town knew her family, the Showers, because her cousin was in the Playboy magazine. I don't care. I'm not afraid of nobody.
Let's go.
So good.
We get there. It was on Blank Road. I remember.
I know where they live.
In the driveway.
Yeah, he rode my bus.
You were so upset. Yeah, and you were like, Mom, please, no. I said, come on, get out of the car. So we went up, and I knocked on the door, and his mom, which she knew me because you boys had already had problems, she's like, oh, hi. I said, hi. I said, where is Luke home? She said, yeah. And I said, can you go get him? She said, why? I said, well, either go get him or I'm going to sit here on your porch the rest of the night. I said, we need to discuss something. So she goes and gets Luke and he comes and you could see in his face. He's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, and I bet. Said, well,
this is where, you know, these two boys don't get along. I said, that's fine. I said, they don't need that. I said, but here's the problem. I said, this, and I handed her the paper. I said, can you read that to me? And she looked at it. I said, can you read that to me? I said, read it. And I looked at Luke and I said, did you write this paper? His mom kind of looked at him. She looked at me she's like, well, yeah. I said, are you proud of that? I said, this is very, I said, listen, I looked at his mom. I said, listen, I don't like you. You don't like me. These boys don't get along. I said, but I don't hang out with you. And I said, they don't need to hang out. But I said, this right here is bullshit. I said, so it stops today, or I take this to the police department, and I said, your son gets in trouble for bullying. I said, you tell me what we're going to do. And she said, well, I'll talk to him. And I said, yes, you will talk to him. And I said, I don't want to come back to your house again. And I said, you don't want to meet me at the police station. And I said, Luke, you need to apologize to Zach before we leave. He just looked at me. And I said, you're going to make him apologize? And I said, I'm going to the police station. She said, Luke, he's like, I'm sorry. I said, okay. I said, you don't look at him. You don't talk to him. I said, the rest of the school year, I said, you stay away from my son or I will meet you and your mom at the police station. I said, do you understand that? Yeah. I said, okay, Zach, do you have anything to say? You were like, no. I said, okay, let's go. I said, give me that paper. And we left.
So
and that was the end of it.
The time that I whipped his ass on the bus, I took his head, busted it in the glass. Yeah. Was that after that happened? I think it was after that. I'm pretty sure.
I don't remember. To be I don't honest either. With you.
I think it was after. I think it was a couple weeks after we had a little scuffle on the bus with Spencer's little bug catcher he had. Yeah. Remember, he broke it on accident, and it pissed me off. And I busted his head off the glass and got in a fight with him on the bus. And I think I got a detention for that, but that was it. Only because he started a group, a club.
Right.
Fucking kids.
And I did talk to Mr. Briscoe again. I remember calling Brenda Meeker, and I said, Brenda, because she was in the office. I said, I need to talk to Mr. Briscoe. And he got on the phone. I said, listen, I said, we went over to their house. He said, oh. And I said, we discussed it. I said, as of yesterday, this is to end. I said, I told his mother he is not to talk to him. There will be no more of this. I said, I will not go to the school. I said, because we're going to go to the police station. And I said, and deal with the bullying. He said, well, okay. And I said, so if I hear of any more, just so you know, it should end now. It should have ended last night. He said, okay, Mrs. Harper.
Well, I was just telling the story because I remembered it happening. I'm like, you know what? I can call my mom on Bluetooth and ask. Mm-hmm. After that, the fight, I think, happened after that. And after I bashed his head off the bus glass several times and cracked the glass, I think after that, he left me alone.
Well, yeah, he's a little wussy boy.
Choosy how it works. I was bigger than him.
He's like half your size now.
Yeah, I wasn't.
You ran into him.
I ran into him when I was a sophomore or junior in high school. I was playing drums. And he came across the field in the other team. I forget what school it was. It was out in the boonies somewhere. And he was like, hey, Harper, what's up? And I looked at him. I said, why the fuck are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Like, seriously. Like, I
you
know.
Don't remember what my mom said?
Yeah, I mean, I know it was sixth grade. Okay. But I'm five inches taller than you now. And I, you know, I mean, why the fuck talk to me? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're a douchebag. Like, come on.
We're not going to reconnect.
Yeah, he was a piece. Anyway, I told the story, and I'm like, you know what? I could call my mom, and she'll probably tell the story.
Well, I hate to say it, but his mother was the reason he acted like that.
Yeah, his mom.
She was.
His mom
dad
was
nice. His stepdad.
Yeah,
his
stepdad
was.
Nice.
She just thought, you know, her, you know what, didn't stink.
He didn't. He never did anything wrong.
A couple times.
Well, after I beat his ass on the bus, I think he gave me a little more respect. So
was the end of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I want to clarify that story with Landon. So there you go.
You need to tell the story about you and your brother in the bathtub.
No, we can't go there.
Oh, does Landon want to hear it?
Oh. One time we was in the bathtub together, and Spencer shit in the bathtub.
Wait, let me tell. Me and your dad, we put you in the tub with Spencer, and he was little, like two. And you both are sitting in the tub, and I left for a minute because you were 6 years older. You were able to watch him. I said, I'll be right back. And all of a sudden, we heard this blood-curdling scream. And I thought, oh, my God.
The worst has happened.
Dad had a razor in there at the top of the, you know, up where the soap dispenser. I thought, oh, my God, one of them's got that razor. I mean, I took off running. Your dad was flying behind me.
Now, wait. But before you go into the story, keep in mind, I was the kid that was in the sandbox with a towel to wipe my hands off.
Oh, I know. Okay. Oh, I know.
Yeah. Landon's looking at me like, what the fuck? Like, I would get in the sandbox and play. Oh, yeah. I would take a towel and wipe the sand off my hands.
Uh-huh. I had to wipe her hands off.
I'm not a huge... Yep. I wasn't a huge fan of gross. That's changed a lot. In my adulthood, that's changed a lot, okay?
And your dad comes running behind me.
Anyway.
And your dad's, you know, he's not a little boy. He's like 265, 270, and he's like knocking me down, getting in the door because they're scared the shit out of us. And Spencer's sitting there just smiling, this little boy, cute little thing, just smiling.
Splashing in the water.
And you got your hands on both walls, and there's just like a little lip around the tub, and both your toes are on both sides, and you're screaming, and there's this little tiny turd floating on top of the water. And you wouldn't even put your feet down to get you out.
Hell no. That's poop water. I'm not touching that. Absolutely not.
And Spencer just splashing, like, what's going on?
He thought it was so funny, but he shit in the tub one time when we were together. It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, these things happen.
Yeah. Well, after the show, I'm going to go home and let the dog out and come get the Impala. But thanks for answering and giving us a little tidbit on the show.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, we'll call you maybe next.
Shower a couple times at Kroger's and it looked right at me, and then she just took off.
I'm sure she don't talk to you. He won't talk to me anymore if I've seen him. He's like 5'7". I mean, you
don't want to be reminded of that.
Yeah. Apparently, I was just one of the popular kids. I don't think I was a popular kid.
5'7" stuff.
Maybe I was. I don't know. You know, anyway. Okay, well, I'll see you here in a little bit.
Blonde, it was that little blonde rat tail that you had going on. You had that pretty blonde hair and a rat tail and blue eyes.
Not in the sixth grade. I didn't have no fucking rat tail in sixth grade.
You had a rat tail, too?
I had the bangs. I had the buzzed head.
Oh, you had a long rat tail.
With the bangs.
Oh, God.
And they were dyed blonde. The blonde bangs.
Oh, God.
That, the biggest douchebag haircut.
In high school. And then I had to frost tip the ends and dye it blue. Yeah, you and Casey and
okay,
Sean.
It was nice talking
who's
to you.
He's a real cool rocker.
Okay, we'll talk to you.
Okay. All right, nice talking to you.
I'll talk to you in a little bit. See you. Thanks.
Goodbye.
Bye. There you go, everybody. That was the first time my mom's on the show. Not the last. She's got a lot of stories. I told her weeks
clearly
ago.
Clearly can't wait to tell her.
Oh, she can't wait. I said, why don't you write some stories down? When I call you on the podcast, we'll talk. She's like, oh, I can do that. She wrote a list.
That night.
Yeah, and those two I think were on the list for sure. So,
oh, she definitely wanted to tell the
she can't wait.
The poop story.
She's all about the embarrassment for sure.
But and, the other one the was
hair,
better
with
to
the
be
dyed
honest.
Hair and stuff. She's all about. Oh, sure. Yeah, the Luke.
She gave good. Some like great details that shout you, out, did, you
shout
forgot
out to
about.
Luke. I'll tell you what, everybody listening, well, you find that guy on Facebook and send him the show. I'd appreciate that. Maybe I tell you what, if you get a hold of this kid, his name is Luke. Shower, S-C-H-A-U-R-E-R. I might regret this. I'm going to throw it out there anyway. If you get a hold of this kid and send him a show, Luke, if you're listening, come on the show.
And if you hear this, he didn't edit it out.
Let's settle this. Let's settle it for good. Like men, like adults. Let's shake on it. Let's bury it under the table. I'll buy the beers.
Be best friends now.
Well, no, I'm not going to be his friend, but I'm
get
just
some
saying.
Great American beers.
We can bury it. And we can also ask him on the show. Please tell us why you hated me so much in sixth grade.
He probably has no idea.
I go to therapy for this, Luke.
You've never been to therapy.
I know. I get in trouble for that, too. I probably need it. Better
help.
Because in sixth grade, kids fucking hated me so much, they started clubs about how they hated me. I'm telling you, one of the signatures was one of the girls I had a crush on in sixth grade, and it ruined my fucking future. Like, this bitch don't even like me. Why am I even trying?
I don't know.
Anyway, you had a story saved up. I'm sorry. Did you remember what it was?
I said, I had a story saved up?
I said, wait, and you said, okay, I'll wait. Yeah, you're going to tell me something?
Oh, fuck. I don't have any idea what we were talking
Hold
about.
Hold on just a second. All right, we went back and found the story. So Landon has the story, then we'll wrap this up at 1:30. So you said, shout out to your Spanish teacher. She still tells the story.
Apparently, she still tells the story about...
What's the story?
Well, we came to an agreement because in her class, if you didn't do homework, you had to have before school detention. She called it quality time, but it was before school detention. And so after... A couple weeks of that, I'm like, we're not going to continue to do this because I'm going to continue to not do the homework. So essentially, we came to an agreement that I don't disrupt the class and I don't have to do detention.
Hey, that's a fair trade-off. It's a fair trade-off.
So on the test, I would always get them done first because I just would write O's on the end of the English word a lot of times. And she really did not appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I bet not. So she probably thought you were an asshole for that.
So,
by the way, complete asshole.
So that was I want to say that was my senior year, but yeah, it was because my buddy was dating our other buddy's friend or our other buddy's sister, who was a grade lower than us. And so we were out of school. She was still going. And so the next year, her first class, she had Spanish as one of her first quarter classes or whatever.
Okay.
So so when she came back home, we were just asking her, you know, how was school, whatever. And she goes, good. My Spanish teacher told me about, apparently, she had a student last year that would just write O's on all the ends of the English words, and that doesn't make it Spanish. And so I started laughing and explained to her, like, oh, that was me. I can't believe she's So, literally, and I had her last semester too. So it was literally the next semester that she could talk about. She talked about it. So I thought it was funny. Well, come to find out, my 18-year-old nephew, who is finishing his senior year of high school.
Please tell me. Please tell me she tells him.
She still tells the story, apparently.
About how you wrote O's on everything.
Yeah,
and everything.
I literally looked at my nephew. I'm like, oh, that's me. That was. She's still telling that story? Yeah.
I was the one.
Yeah. So that was fun.
So it was in Spanish class?
Yeah, so apparently she'll remember me forever.
I passed Spanish with like a 65 or something.
I had 10%.
I just... You had a 10%?
I got 10%.
I just hated it so much that I didn't even care to try.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis.
Nueve.
Aqua.
It's ocho, diez.
What?
I always thought the word la rodilla was funny. I don't know what that is. It means the knee. So when the teacher said something about, she showed a flashcard on the projector, and she said, this is the knee. The knee is la rodilla in Mexico. So I real loud in front of the whole class. I said, la rodilla, like Italian.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounded like a vampire almost.
She's like, no, it's Spanish. you're saying it in the wrong accent. I'm like, sorry, I don't know. You know, I know la rodilla means the knee, and I thought it was funny. That's about the gist I got out of the Spanish class. The whole three years I took it.
I actually got a credit or credit and a half. I don't remember how much.
It's a decent credit if you learn
Latin.
Oh, yeah. See,
and that's a dead fucking language.
We had Spanish.
I did better in that class.
And French, and that's all we didn't have anything.
Listen, I'm small school. Right now, you know, if you give me homework, I'm not going to do it. So that's just kind of how that went. Hopefully the tests are enough that I can pass just using the test. That's what I normally did. Because I paid attention in class, but I'm going home.
You're not doing homework.
No, we play basketball. We're playing football. We'll play video games. We're doing shit. I'm not doing fucking homework.
You said
you gotta be out of your fucking mind.
You said we're doing shit.
Yeah, out of your mind. No, I'll take the test. I'll pass it. I definitely had a couple teachers thought that I was cheating. For sure. It's like, this motherfucker does no homework.
No homework. And
gets a B on the test.
Yeah, he's cheating. Yeah. Instantly.
The one time I cheated, I got caught.
Yeah, well, that's how it works. I'm not gonna cheat. This girl sitting next to me is pretty fucking smart.
Bro, I had some fucking
I had some shit written in your pocket.
I had some capital test. I had some flashcards.
Yeah.
That was the problem is I knew most of the capitals.
Did you get caught with the flashcards?
Oh, I got caught. Oh, red-handed. 100%.
Oh god.
Had to sit the rest of the class in the hallway.
That's great.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Shout out to her. If your Spanish teacher gets this episode somehow and wants to come on the show and tell the story, you're more than welcome to. I'm kind of excited to get Luke Schauer on the show. I'm not going to lie. I don't want to fight him. I mean, I'm not trying to beat him up. I want to have a civil conversation with this kid. I want to say, hey, I want to know why you started the club. What was the problem? Was it a jealousy thing? Was I mean to you? Did I bully you?
That's what I'm saying. He probably doesn't remember.
Was it mean to you? I don't remember. I have a terrible memory, though. I don't remember. Oh, he's going to remember. He made the fucking club. He's going to remember.
Nah, not necessarily.
He's going to remember.
Not why.
He's going to remember. Okay, maybe not.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe not fully why. Maybe he had a crush on the same girl I did.
Yeah, maybe.
And just got her on his team.
He also might say maybe.
Maybe.
That, you know what
Possibly.
I mean?
Luke, if you're listening to the show, and you know where Germantown, Ohio is, you're more than welcome.
Why the fuck did you do it, guy?
I'll buy your drinks. We can sit down and talk. We're not going to fight. I just want to chat. I'm not going to bounce your head off the walls or anything. Let's have a conversation.
This sounds like a trap.
No, it's not a trap. You can even bring your friends or security or whatever you want. You can bring your mom if you want. That's fine. Your mom can come hang out too, you know? Whatever.
We're not going to be able to invite Crystal, though, if you bring your mom.
No. I can't bring my mom if you bring yours. I don't think they see eye to eye. We can even get Mr. Briscoe on the show. We can just have a full conversation.
That would be hilarious. You got to get Mr. Briscoe on, and that would be fucking great.
I know Mr. Briscoe's children.
Well, apparently you can get a hold of... Unless he's still teaching, then he might not come on.
His children is married to some people that I went to school with that I know. I can make that happen. Shout out Todd Briscoe, sixth grade, Phillipsburg Elementary. You want to come on the show and sit across from me and Luke Schauer, and we can revisit this epic middle school I Hate Zach Harper Club. By all means, both of you, come on the show.
Yo, actually, you know what? This is a great idea. We should turn this into a show.
I'll bring this show.
Do you have middle school beef with someone?
I'll bring this show.
Would you like to bring it on the show and tell us about it?
Please give us a call at 937-620.
Zachary.
All right, so in sixth grade, Luke, you started I Hate Zach Harper Club. What was that for? Mr. Briscoe, do you remember Mrs. Harper threatening to kick your ass and take the fucking paper from you?
Then all of a sudden we have a tranny come through this door and goes, I'm a man.
What's the fucking tranny have to do with any of this?
Jerry Springer.
Oh, you know, I'll say tranny, by the way. You're going to get this canceled for that.
I've said faggot on here. I mean, who cares?
People think I'm a racist right the fuck now because I didn't like Kendrick Lamar's fucking halftime show. That's not true. I listen to Future and Project Pat and Lil Baby like every other day. That's not true at all. I promoted a very black man that I worked with at Mancore. That was my very good friend. Very good friends.
Argument is just never a good look.
We were very good friends. I'll get him on next.
It's just never a good look.
Charles Ware, have a seat. Thanks for coming on the show. Will you please tell the show I am not racist because I didn't like Kendrick Lamar's halftime show? Get fucking real. Jesus Christ. You guys have another card to throw out there? That one's old. Anyway, we're an hour and 41 in, and we have my mom on the show that I did not plan. You got anything else?
No. I think it started off slow and got progressively better.
You say it got better. It got worse for me. Better for you. I'm gonna throw this out there. If you want to send this to Luke Schauer, Luke, you're more than welcome to come on the show. We're grown ass adults now. It is what it is. Okay. You're more than welcome to come on the show.
Let's don't see how maybe it got next bad
week,
for you.
Maybe next week we'll talk about the high school bully I had to deal with that I still see around Brookville. Saw him a couple weeks ago.
On the next episode.
On this episode. Zach sees his high school bully in the liquor store and has subliminal thoughts of beating him over the head with a fucking bottle of tequila. I would say share the show and share it with your friends, but this one wasn't a great one to share. I don't know. It was interesting.
I disagree.
We got a little deep. I know. It's a little too much for me. I've been drinking. Not enough, obviously. Thanks
Bring
for listening.
Whiskey next time.
Share the show. Send it to somebody you know. Give us a good review. Get on our Facebook. Like our page. Help us grow. We appreciate you. Thanks for listening, guys. I know this was a fuck.
Bud Light's back, baby.
Bud Light's back, and Zach's mom's a killer. We're back in here. This was a good show. This is one of the more entertaining ones we've ever done.
I agree.
Thanks for listening. Here's the outro that's outdated. I need to update. We'll see you guys next week.
Later.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Flashburn Podcast. Please like, subscribe, leave a review, and share this show with your family and friends. We love you guys, and we hope you have a nice day.